You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. This is the conclusion of a three-part series examining the extraordinary work of composer Stanley Silverman. This program originally aired in 1980 and featured songs from notable Silverman shows like Elephant Steps, Dr. Salovey's Magic Theater, and Hotel for Criminals.
You're listening to Anything Goes, and now back to a pre-recorded interview with guest composer Stanley Silverman.
This piece, it really became a song cycle in some ways, because it had no dialogue per se, and the whole structure of it developed from the score, from the songs. At the time you were doing that, did you think that was experimental, or were you thinking along those lines?
Oh no, you have to understand that Richard and I, we are always amazed that either interviews with us jointly or things written about us will dwell on certain aspects that they can't seem to get beyond either the newness or the oldness of it. But we always thought that we were part of a tradition in American in musical theater. In this case, the review, which this had a narrative that linked it together, and it was probably one of the few, if not only, musical that had a painting, a Duchamp painting as the book. It was the sense that you can actually build out of numbers had a lot to do with our feeling for the review form and imagining what the old Garrick Gaieties and the George White Scandals and... Indeed, one of the principal backers of this was a wonderful man named Sam Schwartz, who has since died, who ran a group of theaters, including the St. James, who wanted to bring it uptown and asked us to add a half an hour. And we didn't, but he still put about, I don't know, lots of thousands of dollars in Salovey. And he kept saying that this piece was like the early Noel Coward reviews, where he would work in the blue period of Picasso, that was like a sketch. He would do a Gertrude Stein-like sketch, and he would just be doing using elements of the current new arts then.
You gave me a tape with three of the songs that didn't end up on the album, and I listened to it. Who was actually singing Doesn't It Bug You?
Well, actually, all the women. There are four women, and it starts with the two ex-wives, Amy... and Mary.
It's Amy Talbot and Mary.
Mary Delson Silverman, and they're singing, holding two posts, I remember it, and they're just singing this kind of Indian-like raga, an introduction to the raga, I think it's an alap, and then the actual raga itself would be the two, Jessica Harper and Denise De La Pena, and Denise does most of the high scat singing. Yeah. Denise sings all the high stuff in the jazz section and Jessica the lower.
Was there any particular reason why these end up on the record, or just there wasn't enough room?
There wasn't enough room, and the producer of the record, Herb Gart, who was very experienced in rock, I guess, probably felt that the what he wanted to present in terms of uniqueness of the album would probably be to minimize the rock.
Let it be on the dark.
move on to Hotel for Criminals. Mm-hmm. In your discussion of Hotel for Criminals, you've talked about the fact that it was based on the French silent movie serials by Louis Friard, and that were called Les Vampires, and which themselves had a profound influence on the French surrealists. How I know that your show is a complete reworking and not in any way borrowing, except for the characters, really, of Friard's characters like Fantomas and Irma Vett. Why that choice, for instance? What appealed to you in the Friard works that applied to what you wanted to do?
Well, in the famous rocky history of the New York City Opera and Richard Foreman and Stanley Silverman, we were given commission number one by the newly formed National Opera Institute a couple of years ago. And Julius Rudel called us in and said, would you like to do an opera for the big house here? And so Richard and I sat down and decided what we would want to work on. And I remember seeing the serials, you know, at the Museum of Modern Art where they were shown, and Richard had always loved them. And I thought that maybe it would be a good idea to tell Richard about something, remind him of something that he liked very much and was very close to, because it would give him a sense of an already existing work that he could riff on and would take a little bit of the pressure off being totally original and possibly some of the obscurity off the subject. The idea being that he could do what he wants to do anyhow, but there would be a story that he could sort of do it to as a librettist. And of course he loved that material, and he first sat down and wrote another work anyhow, which was had things like walking tables and sing an aria by a duck, which again was wonderful. I could see it would be not produced, you know. So I said, no, let's do The Criminals. And we made it like a kind of I would say seething operetta of the period, you know, and using like popular song forms of the early 20th century, including that for me a subplot of that influence of all those Russians that were there, you know, the Diaghilev sound, you know, some of that Mussorgsky and Stravinsky, as well as like although it wasn't Russian, that recent Schoenberg kind of music, and that French music hall, and that's how it came about. Now we brought it to Rudel. Not totally finished, because Lynn Austin was eager to have us follow up C'est la Vie. You know, she wanted another show that she could start and bring to New York, because C'est la Vie had been a hit for her. So we were pressing Rudel to make the decision to produce it in the big house before I started orchestrating. And he wanted to wait till it was all done. Now that's a few listeners out there. One of the big differences between opera and musical theater is that in opera they like to see that finished score before they'll tell you they want to do it, and that means all orchestrated, you know, whereas in musicals you can write about 3-4 songs and the guys sit there with the cigars and say, that sounds good, kid, go home, give me another 6 and here's $500, you know. In any event, it was in a not complete form, not totally orchestrated, and Rudel decided to pass on it. So we had to reconceive the entire work, orchestrate it down to 9 musicians, not use a giant chorus, and bring it down to about 9 singers with a couple of auxiliaries, and we did follow that route. Now, because it was a bit of an opera originally, it was larger than C'est la Vie, you know, and I think a little more difficult to maintain in a run economically.
It was subsequent to its premiere at Lenox Arts Center. It did come to New York.
Yeah.
Though, it's my understanding that it was not a great success when it came to New York. Is that true?
Well, what happened when it came to New York, unlike C'est la Vie, which was unqualified, you know, mainstream hit, its first night of reviews were weak. And what I was saying before is true, is that where you have a situation where there's a piece that has that many musicians and that many singers and you're running off Broadway, you can't wait to see. So the decision to close it was made, and it closed in about 2-3 weeks. Then started the press, including the New York Times, you know, because the Sunday pieces and the music critics and all that came. And so
that was down at Westbeth, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I think you probably even saw yourself recently that, I mean, it's still being written about. It was being written about during Madame Adair. It's just one of those things that got written about, and after it closed, and also the had a more intense fan club, and that's really where I met a lot of the people that I'm active with in film now, you know, because people like Marshall Brickman, Cavett, you know, I believe Woody Allen, you know, they all came to see it and mm-hmm. Liked it.
Go away, and you see I'm alone. I should be safe at home, but you're here. We're alone. Set me free. I should be with my father.
Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to Anything Goes featuring composer Stanley Silverman.
Don't go near my daughter or I'll hit By my side, I go dreaming through the city and pretend that she's my bride. Though she's promised to another, he is innocent and weak. In the face of my adventures, he's amazed and cannot speak. For my daughter claims to love him. She is innocent and pure. And I do not mean to shock her. Silence, I endure, and I do not speak my feelings, but I promise her instead to the comfort and the passion. And I float across the city like a shadow bringing fear. And the beauty I've imagined leaves a pain that brings a tear.
Control again.
Several songs from the Richard Foreman-Stanley Silverman collaboration, Hotel for Criminals. You heard Lynn Gerb, Lisa Kirshner, and the ensemble performing Come and Play. Paul Yukina sang Don't Go Near My Daughter. And finally, Ray Mercell, Lynn Gerb, and Lisa Kirshner performed O Irma.
Here's a new composition by Stanley Silverman. This is Silverman's setting of Shakespeare's Fear No More, featuring the noted singer Sting. This recording is available on a new album entitled In Celebration, The Piano Trios of Stanley Silverman.
Thunderstorm. Fear slander such a rash, thou hast finished joy and moan. All lovers young, all lovers less consigned to thee and come to dust. No exorcizer harm thee.
Sting performing a setting of Shakespeare's Fear No More, The Heat of the Sun, with music by Stanley Silverman. Listening to part 3 of a look at the work of composer Stanley Silverman. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.